The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the joy of knowing Jesus as our Savior. A campus newspaper ran a contest to see who could write a definition of life. Here are three that won honorable mention. Life is a bad joke that's not funny. Life, a disease for which there is no cure. Life, a jail sentence you get for being born. A doctor said, 1/3 of my patients are suffering from the senselessness of their lives. I heard a man say that he had tried Ovaltine, Tiger's Milk, Geritol, yogurt, wheat germ, Crest, and Ban, and still there was something missing. What's the problem with all these people? Is there a way of life that gives zest, hope, and joy, and meaning, and purpose to life? Yes, thank God, yes. The Bible records the words of Jesus. I am come that you might have life, and have it more abundantly. Abundant life, life in all its fullness. A young graduate student at the University of Maryland told me, before I came to Christ, my life was a black and white photograph. But now it's like a three-dimensional Kodachrome, full of color and depth. What happened to him? He had been born anew, born from above. Jesus Christ had given him a new life. That is what Jesus was trying to explain to a man, Nicodemus, one night. He told him, "You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That happened to me when I was 24 years old. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." The results? I received the gift of eternal life. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. God forgave my sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. My life was made complete. Augustine said, "We are created for thyself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee." The Bible says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." I had the assurance of my salvation, the assurance that I would go to heaven when this life ends. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Wow, you say, is that possible for me? Yes, thank God, yes. Right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart, asking to come in and take over your life. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will live with him and he with me." If you would bow your head right now and pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Give me the gift of eternal life. Please forgive my sins." He will do it. May God bless you as you invite Christ into your heart and life.